I said I don't have
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up my radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, my show, 1,002 radio show for all of the people that are keeping track. This is show 1,002. All right. So, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do sports report. So let's do G Money sports report. Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home.
Yes, everybody, we're in the middle of the World Series right now, and we got the Texas Rangers playing against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, because I'm West Coast favorite, I'm rooting for the Arizona Diamondbacks to win the World Series. So, Texas is a new kid on the block. So I don't know if they'll have enough guns or enough bats or if their defense will be enough to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks, because they've represented the West for a couple of years. So let's see what the standings are like. It was 2-1 as of yesterday. So DJ, what's the series now? What happened in yesterday's game? Did the Diamondbacks win game number 4 yesterday?
So going into game 3 yesterday, the series was tied 1-1. And yesterday, the Texas Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1. So now the Texas Rangers lead the series 2-1. Game number four is today in about 2 hours.
Oh, okay. So Texas won yesterday. I thought Arizona was going to win yesterday's game. So Texas is up by one game, and it's the best of four. They play seven games, but it's the first team to win four games will be considered the world champion. They will win the World Series. So we have to see how these teams are going to battle it out. And Texas is up 2-1, and Arizona should win today to even up the score with 1-2. I'm thinking that today is the day that the Arizona Diamondbacks get back in the ball game, get back in the race for the next three games. All right. Well, they play tomorrow, and then they play again on Thursday, right? Wednesday, and then Thursday, and then Friday if they have to.
Again today and then tomorrow and then Friday.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so they don't play on Thursday. Today and tomorrow.
Nope.
It's Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they play on Friday. Okay. And then I guess they'll play either Saturday or Sunday if they got to go another game or so. All right. Sounds good. Well, go ahead, Arizona. Get it done. I need Arizona to win the World Series. Because that's a West Coast team, and I want them to win and bring the trophy back to the West Coast. You know, I want to have all of the sports trophies on the West Coast. I wish I could have them all in my trophy case right here in Las Vegas. Let's have all of the West Coast trophies right here in Las Vegas, because we are the sports capital of the world. Yes, we're taking control of all of the sports all around the world. Okay, well, that's G Money Sports Report for today. Again, the Las Vegas Aces, the women's WNBA team, won back-to-back championship series. So they are the world champions again. So we want to give the girls a congratulations all over again. They are repeat champions back to back. And they'll probably go three in a row if they do what they say they're going to do. Because they're going to outplay everybody in the WNBA. And our Golden Knights, I think we're up like 9-0, I think the series is with the Las Vegas Golden Knights, because they started their season, and I think they're up 9-0. So they've been putting it down for Las Vegas all over again. And we can talk about the NBA, because the men's basketball season is getting underway, and I don't know what's going on with our Los Angeles Lakers. They got beat by the Denver Nuggets. They got beat, so they didn't show up too good the first meeting of the year, and the Golden State Warriors lost too. So our California teams haven't played too well. I don't know about the Sacramento, what's the basketball team in Sacramento? The Knights? Are they the Knights? What is Sacramento's team? I don't know what.
Are you talking about the men? Standing. Men's basketball? NBA?
Men's basketball. Yeah. What are they called?
Sacramento Kings? Sacramento
Kings. Yeah, okay. So I don't know what their record is, if they've been winning or losing. I haven't been following them, so I don't know what they stand. Because usually they're kind of slow getting started. And then we have the Los Angeles Clippers that have been a prime basketball team for Southern California. They've been playing really well, and they made it all the way to the playoffs. In fact, they did better than the Los Angeles Lakers did last year. So we can look forward to the Clippers playing good basketball this year. So that's all of the teams that I know about. I don't want to talk about any of the teams on the East. I don't like Milwaukee Bucks, and I don't like the New York Knicks, and I don't like the New Jersey Nets, and I don't like the Indiana Pacers, and who else don't I like from the West? From the East Coast. I definitely don't like the Boston Celtics. Oh, hell no. I don't like the Celtics. And who else would I be thinking about that be doing well? Chicago Bulls? Yeah, they're all right. I like Chicago. But I don't know if they'll be good enough to beat anybody. And what else? What other teams can I think about? Oh, the Washington Wizards? Hey, they play pretty good, but they don't ever make the playoffs. But they would be pretty good in the West, in the East. And who else in the East that I can think about? I can't think of anybody else that would be representing the East. I know we have the what is the name of that team? They're out of the West. What's the guy that owns the teams in the West? He owns the what team does he own? I can't even think of his name. I'll have to talk about them on another day because I can't even think of the name of the team. They finished fifth last year in the playoffs, and they did really good. What is the name of that team, though? I could never remember their team last year either, as we were talking about the teams that made the playoffs. I could never think of their team. But
he's in the Western Conference?
Yeah, the Western Conference.
All right, I'll name all the teams in the Western Conference. Denver Nuggets, Dallas okay. Mavericks, Golden State Warriors, Oklahoma City Thunder, New Orleans Pelicans, Phoenix Suns, L.A. Clippers, Sacramento Kings, L.A. Lakers, Minnesota Timberwolves, the San Antonio Spurs, Portland Trailblazers, Utah Jazz, Houston Rockets, and the Memphis Grizzlies. Those are all the teams in the Western Conference.
That's all the teams in the West. I still didn't hear my team.
Okay. The teams in the East are the Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks, Indiana Pacers, Orlando Magic, Philadelphia 76ers, Detroit Pistons, Atlanta Hawks, Chicago Bulls, Cleveland Cavaliers, Brooklyn Nets, Washington Wizards, New York Knicks, Charlotte Hornets, Miami Heat, and the Toronto Raptors.
Mm. I still haven't heard the team that I was thinking about. Who's the young
thinking
millionaire?
Thinking about NBA, right?
Yeah. They're in the Western Conference. They finished like fifth or sixth in the division. And I kept always forgetting the name of the team. So I know they're owned by that young guy that keeps, he's the one man
Dallas
owner
Mavericks?
Of the basketball.
You're talking about the Dallas Mavericks,
Dallas. Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking about, the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah. Are they in the Western Conference or they're in the Eastern Conference?
They're in the Western Conference.
They're Dallas. Oh, okay. They're Dallas, yeah. Right. Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Okay. That's who I keep forgetting.
Yeah, the players are Grant Williams, Derrick Jones Jr., Derek Lively II, Luka Doncic, Josh Green, Tim Hardaway, Max Kiebler, Seth Curry, Dwight Powell, Jaden Harden, and Dante Exum.
Who owns
That's
the team?
Mavs.
What's the owner's name?
Oh, Mark, what's his name? Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban from Shark Tank.
Yeah, from Shark Tank. That's right. Okay, Mark Cuban. And his name of his team is the Dallas Mavericks?
Yep.
Okay. So we'll have to keep an eye on the Dallas Mavericks this year and see if they make the playoffs again this year. Because they didn't get any further than like fifth place last year. So they were in the running. They qualified for the top 10, actually for the top 5 in the NBA in the Western Conference. So they were a good team. And they got some new players this year. So they should be pretty good. Because they bought two new players that you said when you named the team. I didn't stop you when you were talking about the players on the team. But I heard the name. So I was like, okay. Because Steph Curry is one of the players that played for Golden State. And now he's playing for the Dallas Mavericks.
Right.
He named a couple other people. So Dallas is going to have a good squad this year. But hopefully LeBron will get the Lakers together and they'll win in the NBA. Because we need another NBA championship. We need one for the West Coast. Because all the champions have been on the East Coast. Well, actually, the Denver Nuggets was on the West Coast. So we could be happy about that. And they're supposed to be really good this year. They have the same squad they had last year. They had this guy they called the Joker. He's supposed to be back reaping havoc in the NBA. So we'll see if somebody can stop the Joker because he goes off and he scores like 30 or 35 points a game. So somebody got to shut him down. All right. So we're going to have a good basketball season. How many games have they played in basketball so far before I jump in to start announcing the basketball game? Because they play every day. So we're going to have to keep up with them when they start playing. And I'm not really ready to keep up with it. How many basketball teams they got? 56? Something like that. So,
30.
I don't know.
30.
Huh? 30?
There's 30 teams in the NBA.
Oh, okay. Well, they got 36 in the NFL. So I guess 30 teams in the NBA, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. I could keep up with all of the basketball teams. All right. And they only have how many WNBA teams? They got 12? Something like that. No, they have, what, 20 NBA teams, WNBA? Something like that. It's a short amount. It's like, I think they got 18. I don't even think they have 20. I think they got 18 teams in the WNBA. How many?
12.
How many?
Six in the east, six in the west. 12.
Oh, 12 teams? Oh, that's all. Okay. And how many teams in hockey? Oh, my God. It must be a million hockey teams. I think they have 16, at least 16 in the east and 16 in the west. That's 32 teams that I think they have in hockey. They may even have more because they got some teams from Canada that are included in their hockey season.
They have four divisions, and they have eight teams in each division. So 32 teams altogether.
Okay. 32 teams. Wow. That's a lot of teams to keep up with. Okay, so we won't talk about hockey until they start going into the playoffs. And then we can keep up with the four divisions and the four teams that qualify for each division. So that'll be 16 teams that we can keep up with for the playoffs. That's going to be a task in itself. Because I think they play, I don't even know. I think they play eight games per each division to get a winner, and then they play eight more when they play in the next division.
Are you asking me a question, or are you just still just talking? You still there?
Mm-hmm. I was asking a question. God, I'm eating now.
Maybe we should go to a commercial break so you can eat.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to a commercial break. I'll finish my crackers. Hey, today is Halloween. Did you get any Halloween candy?
Yep.
I haven't gotten any candy yet.
Did I?
They've been holding out.
No, because I'm not a child anymore.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, so you didn't dress up in costume to scare the kids when they come to your house for candy tonight?
No.
You're missing all the fun. I was thinking about the Halloween costume that I'm going to dress up in, but I got to get my house first. And then I'm going to dress up and scare the kids. I'm going to dress up like a scarecrow. And I'm going to sit on my front lawn in a chair at a table and act like I'm a statue and have the kids walk up to my door and ring the doorbell. And then I'm going to start talking to the kids from sitting on a chair on my front lawn. I'm going to scare them because they're going to think I'm just a statue out there, old scarecrow with a pumpkin. And I'm going to invite the kids to come over, and I'm going to give them candy from my pumpkin because I'm going to have a big pumpkin full of candy. I'm going to go in the pumpkin and pull out candy and put it in their bags. And then I'm going to sit there and look like I'm a statue as they walk off. And I'll have some scary music playing. So when they come up to my house, they'll hear. And I can scare all the little kids. I'm looking forward to doing that, boy. I can't wait. I was really looking forward to doing that last year in my house, but I didn't get a chance. But anyway, you know, so today they had a Halloween party at the Blind Center.
So,
I didn't go, though. Yeah. And I went to the Blind Center yesterday, but Tito didn't even come talk to me. I guess I was moving around.
Yeah.
I went and talked to Will. Yeah. I went and talked to Will because I was telling him about the places that he can go with his singing group, and they can sing karaoke in these bars. So I was telling him about that, trying to get him to get out with this group and be able to sing in some bars and stuff. I'm trying to get him to get out there and sing in public. But
are you managing him now?
No, I'm just helping them get some gigs. I'm helping them go out and sing in some places that I've heard about, but I'm not ready to go out and sing in these places because I don't have freedom to come and go. So that's why. Are we live on the radio? Because I don't want to be telling all my
people. Yes, we are.
Oh,
we are
okay.
Live on the air.
Well,
you
let's
know,
go back to the chat.
That's why I suggested
you
make you music.
Let's do that, and then we can talk after that. Because I'm starting to tell all of my little secrets and stuff, and I don't want everybody to know what I'm planning.
Okay.
Let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back on the chat room in a second. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street.
praying in those games.
I got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out. And he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over. And he runs me over. And I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up, and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story for you, especially today. Since it's Halloween, for everybody. And I have a ghostly story for you. There were two boys that grew up playing baseball. And when they were in grade school, they always played on the grade school team. And then as they got older, they started playing junior high school ball. And they were playing at different teams at the park. And each team they played at, they had a battle between each of them. They were playing real serious baseball with their teams. And then they went to high school, and they went to two different high schools. And the high schools always played each other in the high school league. And the two brothers, the two friends, were always battling against each other, playing baseball. And then they got older and they went to college and they played on the college team, one with the local team in his city and the other one with another local junior college in his city. So they played baseball all the time and they always played against each other. And then once they graduated from college, then they got married and they were raising their kids and they would take their kids with them to the baseball games played by the professional teams in their city. So they would always take their wives or at least take their kids with them to the baseball games of the home team in their city. And one day, the two friends got together and they shook hands on the fact that they said, well, we're getting older and we're going to die one day. So let's make a vow to each other right now that whoever dies first comes back and lets the other one know if there is baseball in heaven. and they shook hands on it and said, okay, the first one to die will come back and let the other one know if they have baseball in heaven. And they agreed on that. And then they were going to all of the professional baseball games in their city, and they were taking their kids to all of these games every season that the professional baseball teams were playing. And anytime they played a home game, the men would be there with their kids. And one day, one of the men died. And we'll say his name was Alan. Alan died, and he left Bob to take care of all the kids, to make sure they were all going to baseball games, and they kept the tradition going. So one day Bob was in bed, and he was sleeping, and he woke up to the rattling sound of the wind, rattling and vibrating the windows in his room. And he didn't know what was going on, but he sat up in his bed, and he was looking at his windows and looking around the room, and it was dark, and it was scary, and he was like, what's going on? Why are all of my windows rattling like this? And it's raining and storming outside. It was thunder, and he was sitting in his bed going, oh, my God. What's going on outside? And then he saw some stuff moving in his room. He saw a table chair move in his room. And he looked up and he said, Alan, is that you? And Alan said, of course it's me. Who else do you think would be out here visiting you in this horrible weather? And he's like, oh, it's so good to hear your voice. You know, I missed you. And all the baseball games we used to go to and everything, it's been really a bad situation since you haven't been around to go to the games with. So are you back from heaven to let me know some good news? And Alan said, yes, I have news for you. I have good news and I have bad news for you. And Bob says, well, tell me the good news first. And he said, the good news is, yes, they have baseball in heaven. And Bob is like excited, like, really? They have baseball in heaven? We're going to have a good time. When I die and go to heaven, I'll be able to play baseball with you, Alan. And Alan says, yes, it's possible that you can play on my baseball team when you die and come to heaven. But I got bad news for you. And Bob was like, what? There's bad news? He said, yeah, you wanted me to give you the good and the bad. And I told you the good news that they had baseball in heaven. Well, the bad news is you're pitching next week. So I'm sorry to tell you, but you're dying next week. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make the laugh out loud. All right. Well, that's one story I had to share with you. This Halloween Eve, and I have another story for you. There were two men that were sitting inside of a convalescent hospital, and both of the men were old. They were like in their 80s, and they were sitting on the bench inside of a convalescent hospital, and they were talking to each other, and one man had very poor vision. And the other man had poor hearing. So they were sitting together and they were talking to each other. And then this old lady that lived in the convalescent home walked by him and they kind of recognized her. One man really recognized her, but the other man couldn't really see her real good, and she heard them talking, so she recognized their voices, and she said, "Hello, gentlemen, good morning. I hope you're having a beautiful day." And they recognized her voice, and they said, "Oh, yes, Miss Anne, I hope you're having a beautiful day, too." And she said, "Yes, I'm up getting my morning exercise in. I'm getting my morning workout in." And they said, "Oh, well, that sounds good. I hope you have a good morning, then." And she said, "Yes, thank you very much, gentlemen, and you have a good day." And she walked right on by them. And one of the men with real bad eyesight looked at his buddy and said, "I couldn't really tell what she was wearing, but whatever she was wearing, it definitely looked like she needed to iron her outfit really bad." It needed ironing really bad. And the other guy just laughed, and he said, "Yeah, she's old and she's wrinkled." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story with you. So sit back, put your feet up, and relax as I have a story to share with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, can you share the story with my audience? And we'll be back with the song I want to hear. A song when we get back. I want to hear I'm a comedian from L.A. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I had graduated from college, and I came back home, and I was in my neighborhood, and I was hanging out in the apartment complex where my buddies lived. And one of my buddies had a Firebird Trans Am. It was kind of raggedy. It ran good. And so we would sit in there and drink our beers, and we would go to the park and play basketball. And one day, we were sitting in the car, and he had got a bottle of champagne, and he pointed it at me. I don't know why he did something stupid like that, but something always dumb would happen. Every time he was playing a joke on me, I ended up being the joke. So he pointed this bottle of champagne at me, and before he could move the champagne, the cork shot out and hit me in the face, and it hit me in the eye, and I was holding my eye, and he thought it was funny. He started laughing, and I'm like, "Dude, this ain't funny, man. You could have put my eye out." And he's like, "Oh, gee, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to come out like that, but you know how these corks are when they're in a bottle and you get a little agitation in the bottle, the corks just shoot out." So that's what happened. I didn't do it on purpose. "I'm sorry. Are you all right, man?" As he was laughing. And I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm all right. I was rubbing my eye, but I was pissed off, but I was just mad at him." And I'm like, "Okay, anyway, so what are we going to do tonight?" He said, "Let's go out to a club in L.A. And I said, "Okay." And I was dressed kind of casual, but I was dressed up. And when he gets dressed up, since he's from Texas, he puts on jeans, Levi's, and he puts on a red and black checkered shirt, and he puts on some kind of shoestring tie that he considers to be a formal tie, and then he puts on a cowboy hat, and he puts on big cowboy boots, and that's what he calls being dressed up. And I was like, man, come on now, you got to be dressed better than that. And he's like, yeah, this is a good cowboy look. This is my dressing outfit. And I'm like, okay, man, you know, when you going out with me, man, you have to be dressed, because that ain't dress, but it's all right. I'm wearing casual clothes, too. I got some jeans, and I got my tennis shoes on, and I got a nice shirt on, so I got a baseball hat on, so I'm casual. So we went to this club down on Manchester and Western, and I can't think of the name of the club, but it was open, and we got there about 10 o'clock in the evening. So we paid our admission fee, and we walked in, and it was kind of crowded, so we had to walk around until we found a table to sit at. And we found this table, and we were sitting at the table, and they had a female DJ that was playing on the turntables. She was on the ones and twos and on the wheels of steel. And I was like, whoa, look at her. She's jamming. I don't remember ever seeing a female DJ at this club. And he's like, yeah, I haven't either. I said, man, I've been to this club many times, and I ain't never seen a female. But anyway, let's look around and see what girls there are for us to socialize with. And he said, yeah, man, you find some girls, and then I want you to go up and start talking to them, and then I'll walk up, and I'll join you. Because I know you can get the party started. You know how to talk to girls and become their friends. And then I'll just walk up like, you know, I've been looking for you. And then you could introduce me to the girls. And then I could take over. You know how I do it. And I was like, yeah, I know how you do it. You ain't got no rap. You're sorry, and you play that cowboy role like you think you're macho man. And the fact that, you know, he works out all the time, he had real big muscles in his chest biceps, his chest pectorals in his chest were real buff, and he would stick out. And his arms, his biceps were real big. And he used to do a lot of push-ups. And he did half push-ups where, you know, you just push up halfway. And then you go down to the ground and you push up halfway. And then you go down to the ground. He didn't do full push-ups. He was doing half push-ups. And he did a whole bunch of them. He did a lot of reps. So his muscles were getting big. And he was an athlete, so he used to run around the track at the high school in our neighborhood. And he was developing his legs. He had real strong legs, and his upper body was kind of buff. And he looked really good, except he didn't have no rap. He had no game. He couldn't talk to no girls. So he always wanted me to go in and start the rap, get the girls started, and then he would come over and join the party. And then, you know, he would kind of fit in so that, you know, he could get his little rap going. And I knew his game, so I was like, yeah, okay, we'll do this. You go and sit down at the table, and I'll walk around and see what girls I can find. And I walked around and found some girls. It was three girls sitting at this table, and they were just sitting there. And I said, hey, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing? And they were like, we're fine. We're having a good time. And I said, do anybody want to dance? And one of them said, yeah, I want to dance with you. And I said, all right. We got up and we danced. And then after we danced, we went to sit down. And my buddy showed up. He walks over like, oh, man, I've been looking for you, G. What the hell you been? Oh, man, what's up, ladies? How you doing? This is my buddy, G Money, and I've been looking for him. So now that I found him, what are you ladies up to? And they said, hi, you know, they were nice and polite to him. And he sat down at the table and started conversating with everybody. And I was dancing with this girl. And I was getting up dancing with her, and then I'd sit down. And then he decided he wanted to dance with my girl. And she's like, no, I'm with your buddy. And he's like, oh, he won't mind if I dance with you. And I looked at him like, oh, you're going to play that role, huh? You're going to come and try to take over my date. Oh, is that how you going to do this tonight? I said, okay. So I said, yeah, baby, go ahead, dance with him. You'll see that he got two left feet and he can't dance. But anyway, dance with him. And then I was sitting talking to the other two girls at the table, and they were telling me that, you know, they thought I was handsome and I looked really good. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm a school teacher. You know, and I work out a little bit, you know, I'm doing some stuff. And he came back from dancing with the girl, and then he jumped right in our conversation. And he was like, oh, yeah, he's a school teacher, but he don't work out. Look at him. Look at me. Look at these muscles. And I was like, oh, man, now you want to show off your muscles, huh? So he started flexing for the girls, and they were like, hey, all right, you got muscles. And he's like, yeah, I got muscles. I work out. I do push-ups. I do 50 push-ups every day. And I run a mile and a half around the high school track in my neighborhood. You know, I work out, and I play ball. I play basketball every day, shooting hoop. So, you know, I run around and I do exercises. I try to stay in good shape. And I was like, yeah, he tries to stay in good shape. He's my buddy, so I won't talk about it. And so then he asked my girl if he could dance with her again. And I'm like, oh, man, you gonna dance with my girl? There are two other girls here that you can dance with. Why you want to dance with my girl? And she's like, yeah, I like your friend. So why do you want to dance with me? Dance with one of my two friends. And he said, no, I want to dance with you. And I'm like, oh, man, you want to do that? And she said, no, I don't want to dance with you because I like your friend. And so he said, oh, okay. And so he got up and he went to the bathroom, and then he came back and he said, all right, G, well, I'm getting ready to go. So if you're riding with me, we got to roll out. And I'm like, you want to go now? I'm like, we just met these ladies and we're talking to them. We're having a good conversation. And now you want to leave? See, That's what I say about him. He ain't got no rap. He got no game. So he wants to walk off now. And he got up and walked out. And I said, all right, ladies, I got to go. And they're like, why are you going? I said, because he's my ride. That's who I rode up here with. And they were like, oh, that's cold. So I got up and I walked outside. And then he decided that he wanted to talk to my girl. And I said, I don't care who you talk to, dude. I'm just not ready to go. I got all these girls that want to talk to me. So I want to stay and talk to them. So he said, all right. So we went back in the club. And he walked back over to the table and started talking to the girls that we were talking to. And all of a sudden, they saw me, and I was walking around talking to some other girls at the table. And I walked up back to the table, and I was talking to my friend. But he had started talking to her, and he was like, she was like, I thought you were leaving. And I said, well, my buddy changed his mind. He decided he wanted to come in here and stay. He wanted to dance some more. And she's like, oh, is that what is going on? Because you guys sound like, you guys look like you're trying to play games. And I'm like, no. He just decided that he wanted to talk to one of the girls at this table. So I'm letting him have his pick. You know, I talked to you already. I know what you're about, and I enjoyed the conversation. But, you know, I'm letting him pick who he wants to talk to since he ain't got no game. So I'm letting him talk so that I can stay here a little longer. And I walked off, and she got mad. She said, well, I don't want to talk to him anyway. And if you ain't going to stay here and talk to us, then, you know, I don't really know what's going on, but I don't want to talk to your friend. And the girls were like, no, we don't want to talk to him either. It sounds like you guys are playing a game. And I said, well, he just wanted to socialize with you guys because I introduced you to him. So I thought maybe you guys would conversate with him for a little bit. And I wanted to go talk to the female DJ because I've been here a couple of times and I've never seen a female DJ. So I wanted to go talk to her because I'm a DJ at a club in Carson. So, you know, I want to invite her to come down to our club and spend some time. So I walked off and the girls got mad. They were like, oh, what kind of games are y'all playing? And he was like, no, I just wanted to, you know, sit and talk with you guys. And they're like, wait a minute, you know, I like your friend. So why are you coming over here and trying to talk to me? And I like your friend. And he was like, oh, my friend doesn't mind. You know, he comes here and he talks to all kind of people. And she said, yeah, I see. He likes to. He talked to the DJ, and he's a DJ, huh? And my buddy said, yeah, he thinks he's a DJ. And I came back, and I'm like, yeah, man, she's going to come to my club, and she's my DJ one night. And the girl said, oh, where's your club at? I said, I live in Carson, and I DJ at the Ramada Inn. And he said, yeah. He's a so-so DJ. And I'm like, dude, you ain't never even come to my club to see what I can do because you can't dance. So why do you want to talk me out about my DJing skills? You know, you ain't got no skills. And he said, yeah, well, you know, I don't DJ. I just work out, and I flex my muscles. And I'm like, man, them girls need more than muscles. They need some intelligence. They need some game. And you ain't got none. So he got mad. He said, forget it. I'm leaving. And the girl said, yeah, baby, I'll see you at the Ramada Inn. And I walked out with him, and he got in the car, and we left. And I was like, dude, you just fucked up a good evening with these girls, man. We could have been hanging out with them. We could have went to breakfast with them and everything. And you messed up the party. Dude, you were tripping, man. I don't know what you be doing in Texas, but out here in L.A., man, you ain't got no game. And we left, and he went to his house, and I had to walk home from his house. So I walked home, and I didn't get to talk to the girls no more. I should have got their phone numbers, but he didn't give me a chance to even get my phone number rap going because he interfered with my conversation. But anyway, that's what goes on in South Central L.A.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. 'Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Everybody around the world, G-Money, presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Everybody around the world, do you have something to say, DJ?
G Money.
Hello.
G Money.
I'm listening. What? Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And it's 429.
Yeah, it's 429. Okay. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? Oh, but before we go, let's talk about Monday Night Football. What went on in the game Monday night, DJ? Who played on Monday night? It was Dallas and somebody else. Dallas and New York Giants, was it?
Dallas Cowboys beat the Dallas Cowboys beat the LA Chargers 20-17.
They beat the Chargers. That's who they were playing yesterday? Okay. Did I bet on Dallas to win, or did I bet on the Chargers to win?
Wait a minute.
Did they play in San Diego, or they played in Dallas?
NFL. So it was week – we just finished week 8. Oh, okay. That was week 7.
Week 8.
Last night, the Detroit Lions beat the Las Vegas Raiders 26-14. You bet on Lions and over, and it was Lions and over.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I won that game. Yeah. So that gave me 10 wins for last week. 10 wins and 6 losses. So I had a great week. Yep, that was a win for G-Money. So I had a great win, a great week. I also placed second place in the football pool here at the Horizon. So it was a good week for G-Money. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, I'm getting my football knowledge together, and I'm saying it's going good. Okay, well, now we can shut the show down. So it's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? And we're having a Halloween party right here, and I can hear the music right behind me. So they're getting ready for me to come in and make my debut known to the facility here. So, right, we need to talk about the birthdays for people that are celebrating their birthday on October 31st, Halloween night. So let's
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. October 31st, 2023. Happy birthday to Candy Furlow. Happy birthday to Claston Davis. Happy birthday, Kia Hagen. Happy birthday, Keenan Pearson. Happy birthday, Kendra. I Can Only Be Me, Toussaint. And last but not least, happy birthday to Catherine L. Barnes, all of you Halloween babies. We just want to wish you and everyone who's celebrating your birthday today, October 31st,
2023. Yeah.
G-Money, are you there?
Happy birthday. Yeah, I'm here. I was listening to somebody. They're having a conversation out here. And I was listening to what they were talking about. But, yes, so happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. On Halloween night, it's Halloween. And I guess we got some people that are walking around the facility asking for candy and stuff. So I got to get in so I can get my trick-or-treat on. All right. Well, I'm on my way, people. I'll be there in a minute. All right, so I want to wish everybody with God's glory and God's happiness in your life, and may you have your everlasting life and life after death if you believe in the Lord and the Savior. All right, so I want to wish you a happy birthday song today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. On Halloween night. Happy, happy trick-or-treat day for you and for all of your friends that are with you. And, yes, I will be there in a minute, because it ain't trick-or-treat unless G-Money's there to give out the treats and get some tricks. Oh, yeah, I'm on my way, people. I'm on my way. Okay, and without further ado, I want to say let us pray, and I'll see you on Thursday, because tomorrow is the day off. But I'll be back on the air on Thursday. and we will talk about NFL football on Thursday night. All right. Adios. I'm coming. I'm coming to the party, y'all. I'm coming.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It got on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.